Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. We are well.
We are well.
You're well? Well in your soul.
Yeah. Just well.
Oh, that didn't
just
sound.
Well. We still in.
That sound dry.
We look.
The well sounds dry.
The well is about to be dry.
Oh. It's not moist and saturated.
Ooh, we ain't sanked it.
Moist. And saturated.
Mm-hmm. We ain't sunk to that in a while.
We ain't sunk that in a long time.
No, because it's not. I told my girlfriend, I said, I'm grateful for, I prayed on it. I said, Lord, take away this Scorpio sexual energy that I have. I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me.
I don't want it.
Why?
Mm. Girl. I think when you get to an age.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused.
I ain't trying to put my business out there, but I done had me some pins, okay? Short, tall, thick.
She going through a season right now, y'all.
It's okay. And as long as y'all vertical. Hold on.
Vertical?
No. Long as y'all vertical. No, long as y'all horizontal. Everything is good, okay. But when you go back vertical, it don't work no more.
What you mean? The relationship?
Yeah. And most of the time, when you're horizontal, if the peen ain't good, you wish you weren't there no way. So,
she going through right now, y'all. In about 10 more episodes, she gonna be back with her mojo. She just needs some caffeine.
No, I'm trying to tell y'all.
She needs some espresso.
I'm 49 years old. Sex is different for me now.
She said that 10 episodes ago.
Well, it's the truth. I haven't changed.
Y'all, when she went took that little hiatus to Savannah and came back all giggly.
That was a weekend.
That weekend, she found her mojo.
That was a motherfucker.
She got her swaggle
back. That was a
motherfucker.
Fucking weekend, boy.
Boy, she came back with a new pep in her step.
And I think that's all you need.
That's it.
I think you just need
a reset.
You need a weekend, a quarter.
Okay.
It's 4 quarters out the year.
Okay. So
I think every quarter you need somebody to bust your goddamn vertebra out the fucking sock.
That's it. Okay, so
bust all the Mario coins out.
Next quarter, she gonna be coming back to us.
Next quarter,
and she gonna say, "Yeah."
And then in between, you can get you some little lackluster ping here and there in between.
And but overall,
and that'll hold y'all. But you don't. I don't think nobody needs to get their vertebra readjusted every day. That's too
every
much.
Day?
No, you don't need that. You don't need your vertebra adjusted every week. You gonna have a bunch of ortho issues. Keep fucking around. No, that's the kind of pin you only
I gotta think about that one.
That's special occasion pin. That's 4th of July pin. That's New Year's pin. That's birthday pin. You don't have special occasion pin on the regular.
Why?
I just think that's too much.
I'm not.
We owe. You can't take no goddamn Look, after I came down. You can look crazy all you want. After I came down off my high, my goddamn hip was hurting for about 3 days.
Because maybe you had the white horse.
Yeah.
What you mean? maybe you had the stallion or something. Maybe you just need a regular Decla Schmeckla horse. Maybe you just
That's
need
why
a-
I said you have the lackluster pin.
Okay.
You know, for maintenance. For maintenance. Mm. And then you do the special occasion pin for birthdays, bar mitzvahs.
I want the same pin. I don't want different pin.
I got you. And if that were doable, then that would be great.
Okay.
But sometimes
it just don't work out that way.
It don't work out that way.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, ladies in the community, if y'all hear me,
Cause we ain't in the community here right now.
Ladies in the community, you might have some lackluster peen at the house. You know, it's all right, but it ain't giving, right? But it'll get you through. It'll get you through.
Take me through that.
But look, they over here dancing.
Oh.
You can't take Ruth Chris for lunch every day. You got to have a sandwich and an apple.
It's too rich.
Right. Because you'll be fat.
Okay.
But you got to take a sandwich and an apple just to satisfy the hunger and get you on through the day.
Okay.
You got to take that 4 days a week. So this is what me and Nick used to do. We used to pack our lunch every day, Monday through Thursday. And mm-hmm. Friday was our binge day.
Okay.
We could kind of eat what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And that was good enough for me.
Okay, let me see. Right. Let me see how you can modify that thing.
You can't overindulge every day.
So you trying to say that's for peeing too?
Yes.
Oh.
So.
It don't work that way.
It don't?
Not when you almost 50. Because think about who you fucking when you almost 50.
Somebody that's almost 50.
Come on. Unless you got you a little young thing.
Well, no. And some people take care of themselves and they don't have lackluster. Some men take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And they bring it.
I don't know with them. I haven't been blessed with none of that. But, you know, I digress.
Dum dum diddy.
So, anyway, what's the what's the show about today?
Whatever you like.
You know what? since we talk about how the men's done kept theyself up, let's talk about how the men's have let themselves go.
Who done let themselves go?
Oh, what do you mean by that? Seriously.
Who done let themselves go?
It comes a time in gentlemen's lives. So it's almost like you've heard of men having like a midlife crisis,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like men at some point in their life, they go through a depression or they go through like this mental imbalance or just false sense of reality of some sorts. I don't know. So I don't know if it's their midlife crisis battling with the depression or whatever. More than likely. So I spoke to a urologist last week because, of course, I'm looking for a part-time job. And I have so much knowledge of men's reproductive systems and, you know, urology.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to meet with me to bring me on. So we're talking, and he's one of the lead vasectomy doctors in Columbia. And so he was telling me about how he's had a spike in numbers with his erectile dysfunction patients coming in at younger ages.
Mm.
And how men, they value their pee-pee. So he had been sending a lot of them out to sex therapists to talk about the mental blockages that come along with sexual dysfunctions, right? Because I'ma just tell y'all, ladies, if a man ain't sexually satisfied and he ain't getting none, this is where you get the mean and angry man at home. This is where you get the very distant, non-communicative man at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because men's lives revolve around their pee-pee. They do.
Do you think it's the food? Like, it gotta be something. It has to be something because all of a sudden, like, this has been an epidemic.
A huge topic.
It's like an epidemic
mm-hmm.
for this is not an older man thing anymore. It's becoming too many younger men
in mid-30s
and older now. It used to be 50s and older. Now it's 30s and mm-hmm. older. So
here's my theory. I feel like we have sexually transmitted diseases that are very present in symptoms, and we have some that have underlying symptoms or are unsymptomatic, and if not treated, that can cause erectile dysfunction or sexual dysfunction at a point, right?
So we have new STDs or the same STDs? Like,
I mean, it's always something new cooking.
True.
Okay. But when things are not addressed.
Okay.
When it happens, medication's not given, they're not corrected, even penile disorders. So you'll have a young man who may have had some type of penile disorder, urological disorder since he was young. A lot of my soldiers find out about urinary urological disorders when they come into the military, because they may not have had the adequate health care. They might not have had the testing done, you know, home, or, you know, it may not have been present. They may have had injuries over time throughout their childhood that they didn't address. Scar tissue has built up around different vesicles and different things, you know, within the reproductive system. And now this is causing this issue. When we don't address stuff like that, that is where we find the sexual dysfunction issues, right? So now we got to correct this. Most of the time it's with a surgery or medication, or hell, it's like even with older men, the penis is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't exercise the muscle will become flaccid. It will no longer work. If I let my arms just go, don't use anything, they will become atrophic, the muscles in my arm. I will have, then when I try to use them, I won't be able to lift. I won't be able to do the things that I used to do because I have not utilized those muscles. So if the penis is a muscle and I ain't using it, how can I expect it to work? Now I have to build it back up. So there's a lot that comes with that. That's just like the vagina, ladies.
Right.
You can't just let cobwebs build up over the thing because you ain't getting none. Fred can't do nothing. You still got to work that thing out. You better go get your bob from the store. Come on.
True.
You feel me?
I feel you, but you know, I
you don't have those issues. Yeah, yes, but we have to prepare
because one day it could happen.
And baby, let me tell you something, because I done had to deal with it. Ain't nothing like being up in a nursing home and have a little old lady roll up on you with her little prolapse insides hanging out, and you like, oh, come on, Miss Sally, let me help you scoop them back up in there.
So that really happened?
Yes. And I don't like
you talking about the vagina parts?
I've heard that. But you know what?
The vagina parts.
Honestly, I've heard that happening to younger people now.
Yes.
I've heard it's happening now to, like, women our age and younger.
When you don't do those exercises.
The
foundation. Yes.
The listeners, what exercises they need to do?
Kegels.
Yes. Right.
Kegels. Hold on. The insides can fall out?
Yeah. I heard it's happening now.
So what you do,
more
push them back in?
To younger women. Yes.
Cut it out. Uh-uh. Sometimes people have to get surgeries and meshes put in to hold them up within there.
Now, I'm a woman, and I really did not know.
Baby,
I did not know that.
Again, you don't want to be missed out.
What?
So this is why they make the Premarin cream and the other the estrogen patches and different things, because
what?
Once you notice the wetness is not the same. Once we notice we're starting to have painful intercourse, they give you the warning signs beforehand. We don't take heed to them. We don't. Then it's the heavy bladder where we've got to pee all the time.
Versus, so those are signs?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe because I ain't hitting them signs yet.
And see, I equate that I drink a lot of water, so I have to pee all the time. So
that's why my doctor be asking me them questions. Right. But he don't be telling me why.
No, because, yeah.
He's like, you know, he be asking me, and I be like, no.
But I need you to really hone in and pay attention to what he's asking you. I need all women to recognize how much they're drinking a day. And this is just me as a healthcare practitioner. I started measuring how much my water intake was and then measuring how much I was urinating a day. Just to kind of compare my input to output. I know to do this. A lot of women don't know to do this. I know things to look for that's not normal, mm-hmm. where other women don't.
Okay.
And that's why I tell my friends, especially, to be cognizant of what's right, what's wrong. Even the way you got women who give it, right? You can even tell the way the smell of the semen. What's going on? He got going on. Yeah, you can tell in the scent of your discharge if something is not right.
Right.
So
I'm a little twangy.
You have to be not just a visual person, but you have to have an investigative sense about, hey, this is my partner, this is who I've been with. Something is out of the ordinary. Something ain't right. And then you have to implement the good diet.
Right, right.
Hey, babe, let's start eating more green leafy vegetables.
Right,
Let's start implementing more vitamin K in our diet. Let's take away the this. Let's do that. So, like, all of that is very important.
And you're right. You're right. Because like you were saying, of course, and I know you was joking around, but you eat good.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the time, 20% of the time you splurge.
Now, the only thing I know about TMI, I don't know if I should say it on the air or not.
Okay. You might not want to.
It's not bad, but when I was pregnant, giving birth, I developed hemorrhoids really bad. Till this day, I have flare-ups, and I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it, but that's the only, when y'all was talking about pushing in. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only, that's when, and I'm like, you, that falls out too? Like, that's what shocked me, because that's the only thing that I know that flares. I didn't know the other thing flare up.
You need to keep your aloe vera plant at your house.
Well, see, I do. My dad, he actually suffered from hemorrhoids as well. Mm. And, well, not my biological, my stepdad. Mm. And he had surgery.
Right.
He used to get surgeries.
Right.
He had two surgeries on his hemorrhoids.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And
so they can grow back?
So the surgery is supposed to repair the chronic hemorrhoid. Now, if you continue to do the things that cause you to get hemorrhoids, sure, they can come back. You're more susceptible.
Right.
But you've had chronic hemorrhoids for all this time, I would encourage you to have the surgery.
And so
hemorrhoidectomy.
His second surgery, or maybe, I don't know if his first, I don't know if it was, I know he had a surgery. With the surgery, in recovery, he passed away from his hemorrhoid surgery.
And it could have caused some type of embolism. We don't know.
And he ended up having a heart attack in recovery.
Remember I said embolism? Mm-hmm. So something moved
from that is what, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not his biological daughter, but
how old was he at that time?
He was in his 40s.
Okay, and he may have had some underlying issues, because that's not normal.
Yeah, he was in his mid-40s when he passed away.
Yeah, that's tragic. And that normally doesn't happen, but I've seen people go in. But you got to remember, a lot of times when people throw clots like that, they don't have good venous stasis, period. Mm. So I hate that death is how they find out that, hey,
But he,
my shit ain't working right anyway.
Told me that he always suffered from hemorrhoids when she met him,
and he may have been suffering from some other things that were underlying. Mm-hmm. But this is why I said around the basis of the show is how men have let themselves go. Men gonna get to a point where they don't go to the doctor. They don't. Y'all, I have a friend. He has insurance through his job. Do you know this motherfucker told me that he had not gotten his teeth cleaned in 16 years?
Shut up.
Now listen. He don't.
I get my cleans twice
y'all,
a year.
Yeah, twice a year.
Right.
Yeah,
he don't have bad looking teeth at all. Teeth look great. The dentist even told him when he went to get his teeth done. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to me that you have not been to the dentist. You take great care of your teeth.
I mean, that's good.
But how the hell do you have insurance and you don't go to the dentist even if you don't go twice a year? Nigga, once a year? Once?
Yeah, at least once.
He even told me that he has not gone to the doctor for anything within the last 10 years. Because he's not one of those people. He doesn't get sick.
It doesn't matter.
He's been an athlete. He doesn't get sick. For him to be 52, he looks fucking great. But I'm saying,
just preventative
measures. Why are we just going to the doctor when something is wrong?
Because that's what we do.
No, you can't do that.
No.
You have to go. Remember I said maintenance. Maintenance. You don't just go. That's like saying I'm only gonna pray to Jesus when something's wrong in my life.
Something's go bad.
You can't do that. You have to pray every day. You have to go to the doctor and do regular maintenance all the time.
I'm done
with y'all. Stay out the gas station buying honey packs. Stop around here entertaining.
And you know, that's another thing. I think
sexual enhancements.
I think experimenting with these sexual enhancements at a young age, just because it's there,
right,
destroys the men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Toys also destroy men and women. I'm not big on sex toys. To each his own. But I think those things kind of like over time allow men and women to lose their
sensation.
Natural, yeah.
Right. I can say that's true.
Look. And that's probably adding to erectile dysfunction.
Right. Just the sexual dysfunction, you know, period. I will say this. So my cousin has lived a wild life. He's 54, and he told me that, and we just talk about everything. This is my guy cousin. He told me that when he was younger, he used to toot powder before he had sex because it was a sexual enhancement. Huh. So he didn't have a problem, but he bumped a little powder before he got right. And he was like, he had the best erection he could go for, you know. And he was like, it wasn't until he got older to where he was like, let me stop this shit. So you don't know what kind of warped thinking or what people are doing in order to perform. Like, I would never. But if you remember, Pam Grier even said when she was sleeping with Richard Pryor, how he would put cocaine on his penis and insert it into her.
It's crazy you said that because I was looking at a video from Ric Flair yesterday, and he said for every woman that he would be with, he would have to pop a pill. I got the clip right here. He was like, he would have to pop a pill.
Ric Flair.
He had. Can I play the video in the thing?
I believe it.
That's ridiculous.
Will it
pick up?
Hold on, let me see.
You take life.
Hold on.
Dang on, Ric Flair.
If you're a man, you don't cry about it. You take life.
ups and downs. If you're a real man, you never go down, you just stay up. That's why I'm the world champion. That's why this sport coat costs $800 and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I'm wearing lizard shoes and a Rolex watch, and I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long. If you're a man,
that's not the clip. I'm sorry.
Wow. So
I remember, but no, I remember
that's
that.
Not the clip. But it was
why
the next
do I
one.
Remember
he,
that?
He was talking about having eight. You know, he'll have eight women in one night, and for each woman, he would have to pop a pill, so his stamina can be
up. He was the nature,
which takes me into this piece of trash. See, all you feel like is you got to have the look. As long as it look pretty, somebody going to want me. But you do realize when you take them home, women are watching how you live. Women are watching your surroundings. Your car nasty. Your house nasty. Now, you got to worry about her agenda. What is she really there for? Because this isn't pleasing to her. Because any woman who feels comfortable in filth, I have to question, what kind of woman are you?
But that particular man, those type of men don't really care about all of that. Their agenda is
to look good on the outside.
Satisfying
themselves, to conquer.
Satisfying that itch, that need, the whatever it is. They don't care about the ramifications of nothing. They don't care about the health, the cleanliness. They don't care about what the surroundings look like. They don't care about, all they care about is what they can bring home, what they have on, what they can attract. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, so, and I'm not judging anybody. I'm nobody.
But it's these type of men. It's not all men.
I speak on prostitution very liberally. Hey, girl, get your money. However, I've never been a one night stander, never wanted to just like, oh yeah, I'm going to go home with him. He got some paper, da 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 da. If I dealt with a dude with some money, it was long term, right? It, to me, it would bother me as a man, and this woman is sharing my space with me, if she thought I was a slob, if she thought I was a prick, if she thought... I wouldn't want anyone around me to have bad feelings about me. That's why I get so annoyed with men when there's a breakup and then you point these things out about me that you don't like. Oh, you bossy, you this, you that. That's why this, that, and the other. That's why people don't like you because you got bad attitude, da, 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 da. Well, where was all of this when we was together? If you felt that way about, because here's the thing, if you felt that way about me,
why share
space with me? If you don't feel like I'm a good person, why were you existing in my space? I don't like that. And I don't want to be in a man's space where I have to lie and pretend and act like I'm enjoying him. And where I am and what I'm doing and what he's doing for the sake of his status or his money.
But
I told
many
y'all
people do.
As a gentleman we went to high school with, he's not a bad looking dude. He got money. We went out on a date many years ago. This nigga bumped some cocaine in front of me so he could stay awake during the date. Girl, party over. I don't get down with no shit like this here. Nope. And
did he offer you any?
No.
Okay. No. Well, that's good.
Because he knew. I guess he knew I don't even get down like that. But why would you do that? Why would you disrespect me and do that in front of me and think it was okay?
I don't think that was intentional. The need for having the drug was more than it took over.
So then it was a conversation after the fact. Hey, I've been calling you. I've been trying to get in touch with you. What's up? You didn't have a good time the other night? No.
No.
Absolutely.
And I don't think we should be those kind of friends anymore, because I don't live like you. And it ain't that I'm better than you. I don't do the shit that you do. Maybe you're a functional drug addict and it's okay for you, but you can't have that shit around me. And I don't even want you on no shit like that around me. What if he hadn't done it around me? And I've been on and on and on seeing him. Come on. That's not fair to me. I don't like it. I tell men from the get-go, I don't date men who smoke weed. I don't date men to do this. I don't date men, you know, I don't date alcoholic men. The first sign I see that you drink too much,
that's a turn off.
And you are irresponsible with your alcohol consumption, you ain't never gonna see me again, homeboy. Never.
Because there's no such thing as I can handle my liquor and I'm responsible. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Those two do not mix. I mean, you can't have the same. You can't have those two in the same sentence.
Because I'm going to tell you one thing. If a man does not take care of himself and does not care about his life, what the hell makes you think he going to take care of you and yours? He's not.
He's not.
He's going to be just as reckless with you and your life as he is with his own. Y'all better leave these old careless ass bullshit niggas alone. Cause I won't. I will be by myself. We was laughing, but we was so goddamn serious in that car today. I told my best friend, hey, cause I saw this ad that these two best friends got married, right? And I said, you know you gonna wind up with me anyway at the house with you. So, hey, you might as well go find your little friend. Get knocked off. Come on back to the house with me. Vaughn's Scorpio sister told her the same thing. And at the end of the day, it's probably going to happen. Mm, mm. Have you ever read the statistics of life expectancy for men and women? We already outlive them. Sorry. We do. Then when you have all these men, look it up. Then when you have all these men who don't take care of themselves, mm-hmm. that just adds less life expectancy to the equation.
So we're going
to
end up with our best friends.
Why do you think it's a bunch of little old ladies around here? Go to a nursing home.
So we're going to be the golden girls anyway.
I'm trying to tell you. Go to a nursing home. Look on each floor or look on each hallway. It's like 7 women to 3 men.
Thank you for being a friend.
Men don't take care of themselves like women do. Starting from the bottom. It's just a known fact. And so that's why us is going to be. And guess what? We're going to live so peacefully. She don't get on my nerves. I don't get on hers. Why don't I have the same... So don't laugh, because now you're going to make up things.
Oh, I don't care who tells
you. She really do get on my nerves. I'm sure I do. I'm sure Nakia get on your nerves, too.
Child, and I get on hers.
Exactly.
I know I get on her nerves.
But we know how to manage it. I don't have the same fallouts with women that I have with men. I'm sorry. It just does not work like that.
I tune her out. She don't know how to tune me out, but I can tune her out. I know I get on her nerves.
I just know I need to give my best friend a minute. But men, I'm going to tell you another thing about men. When they're in conflict with other men, they don't know. They're either, so like men are one way. They're going to fight it out and then they're going to be cool, or they just going to be resistant and the relationship is going to be severed. But there's never going to be a gray area. That's just like men in business. They're not going to be like, okay, these are your views. This is my view. We agree to disagree and we're still going to do business. No.
But there...
Somebody got to be the winner.
I think...
You're right.
Men don't. There's no gray area with men. They're going to fight. No man is going to submit or succumb to another man. I don't care what you say.
I think you might be right, Yoshi.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. It's the submit or succumb.
And you know, just as well as I know, about some men in business together that, and it's dealing with a lot of money.
They'd rather sever and dissolve.
Right.
And
then to play, than to play the game fair. Even though.
And they'll still be friends, except, you know, so dissolving the business and maintaining the friendship versus trying to keep the business and the friendship is hard.
But that, I think it's more about communication and it's emotional about ego. Intelligence.
Though. No, with men, it's about ego.
I think it's about communication, emotional intelligence. It's where it you're is, at, the maturity.
But it is about that. But when ego takes over,
I get that.
There's no common sense or sense to be made. It's not. Because here you go. You about to risk your whole business, your whole livelihood that's made you money for over years. Mm-hmm. Because you want to be right about something. Or because you don't want to have to apologize for your wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit.
Right.
Because,
but some men, when they are, I guess, the maturity and they don't allow their ego, they are able to communicate and problem solve.
So, you know what the easiest thing to do? Cancel the business. Because that's the easiest thing to do versus keep the business and move forward. It's hard to keep the business and move forward.
I feel like anytime you have a business, it should never be a bunch of men. There should be a woman. Have you ever...
to mediate? Or to...
You have to have the feminine...
Just balance.
A feminine touch.
To balance.
In the... Have you ever seen the story of the woman who made the Tinder app? Y'all gotta watch that shit. It was a movie. It's on Netflix.
But would the woman's voice be heard? That's the thing about it.
So,
does she have to have a masculine presence?
So it was, or could three, she so be, it was three men who started Tinder, right? They brought the young lady in. The lady pretty much created Tinder. She created it. Like, she shopped it. She marketed it. She created it. When it blew up, they put her on the back burner and then pretended like it was the three of them.
Oh, that's wrong.
It was. But let me tell you. She went on to, and she went through like this whole scandal of it. She went on to create her own app and become like this billionaire genius of her own corporation.
Oh, so she left them with the Tinder app.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They did a buyout with her. Like, it was a settlement. But they never had the same success.
Because she was the brains.
Because she was the brains behind it.
Okay, they thought they could manage without her.
Right.
Okay.
But they treated her so bad, blackball her, everything. So, I say that to say there should always be, I mean, it's the universe and God together. You have to have the yin and the yang in something. You know what I'm saying? It could never just be female, female, male, male. There has to be some type of feminine presence or even a male presence. Even if you have two.
That's well, like, what if the male act feminine? Could that work?
It could. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because look at me and Sue. We're both females.
Okay.
Very feminine, right? But we have a masculine energy within us.
Okay.
And that's and there's the balance. Because we are givers. Giving is a masculine trait.
Is it?
Yes. It's not, a man is supposed to be the provider. A woman is not supposed to be a natural giver. A woman is supposed to be a natural receiver. So for me to have a natural giving energy, that's masculine.
Gotcha.
Got it.
I look at everything masculine that I give off that counteracts with my feminine. Mm-hmm. I'm way more masculine than I am feminine. And that's why I clash with men. That's why give me my pee-pee and stay the fuck away from me. You see that? I don't need to be around you a long time.
Just for a good time.
And my feminine balances with her. You see that?
See how that work?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. And that's why y'all stuck together.
Yeah, like glue.
Thelma and Louise.
And Oprah.
It gets no better. Thelma and Oprah. And that's why everybody needs to have, baby, one thing you can't take away from me is my self-awareness. When you are real with yourself and you know what you are, I am a piece of work. I'm a motherfucker. I'm a motherfucker too.
A motherfucker.
But Lord I mercy. Am great to the people who are great to me. Okay? But I recognize this. I know when I walk into a situation, energy is off, the vibe is off. Let me remove myself from here. See, it's some people who are not self-aware enough to know, let me get my black ass out of here and go home. And this is not where I need to be at.
Yeah.
I thank God for him giving me the gift.
That is true.
That is a gift, it is. Girl.
It really is.
It is.
Because, yeah.
I tell the people at my job.
It really is.
When they told me the other day about buying a shirt. Oh, baby, I don't need to buy no shirt. I'm not going to be here too much longer. Y'all get on my fucking nerves.
What kind of shirt they want you to buy?
Something with the brand name on it. No, I won't be here too much longer. My time is up. Yeah. So enjoy me while you have me, because I'm a gift.
Oh, just wear the shirt for the time. But
I'm not. Being. No. It's no need for me to buy anything else here.
Oh, okay.
My job is almost done here. And people need to understand that nothing in this life is forever.
Right. That's true.
Nothing.
That is true.
Not even your life is forever.
Right.
You was born, you gonna die. Right. You don't know when you gonna die. So you need to start handling situations and people. I just told y'all this morning how a nigga who I thought was my friend didn't wish me happy birthday and is not acknowledging me as his friend, and I don't know what I did to him. Do you think I'm about to sit here and drive myself crazy trying to figure out why he mad with me or what's his feelings about me?
He may not be mad with you.
He may not. Maybe. But guess what? It's different now.
Maybe just slipped the mind. No,
or either, and sometimes you have to grant people grace. I always say that. And
I'm going to grant him all the grace he needs.
No, it could be that person has a lot going on.
He does. And I'm going to give him that. And I'm going to step back.
Okay.
I'm not going to put right.
And that's true because boundaries, but maybe he need the space to get.
Let me tell you.
I would say that's fair.
Let me tell you how I do people.
Because
until you have the conversation with me that you recognize that while you were taking care of what you needed, you had to pull back away from the relationship and be a little standoffish or treat me away, until we have that conversation, we're not going to be friends like we were. Because
if you recognize it, why didn't you recognize
right.
it?
Right.
I mean, if I recognize it, why didn't you
did
recognize it?
Did you call
it?
That said individual and say, hey, what's going on with you?
Mm-mm. I didn't have to, because I had some conversations with you, and I show you my love and appreciation for you when I see you. And I've noticed over time how it's not reciprocated back.
Got you.
Okay. Or a little.
Well, no.
Or probably some smaller things.
I get
things.
What you're saying. I get what you're saying.
And at a point, you have to take your love and energy away from people like that.
Right. And say, I love you. I still love you,
but I'm
going to
love you from over here.
Yeah, because I get that.
Because the same way you was going through something, when I was going through something, you didn't recognize that within me.
Touche.
You don't want to be. I'm old. But I'm tired of being the strong one for everybody all the time. I don't want to. I told my mama that shit the other day. I said, it's funny to me how you have one daughter and four sons, but you can only rely on your daughter to do something for you. How my brothers can only rely on me to help when, hey, I need some money. Hey, I need this. Hey, I need that. Can you do this? Who the fuck do I call? Who do I call when I need something?
So,
no,
because, and this is for both of y'all, because it's just me and my sister. So my mom and me and my sister, our dynamics is a little different because my sister has a mental illness and she's limited, but not excluded, to some things that she does well with my mom. for and to my mom, and my mom rely on me more than my sister. However, with your parents, and they have multiple children, is there certain things that your parents ask of you differently that she asks of your siblings or require from you than your siblings? Or do you find it where it's just all the time, like certain things she know that she can get from you that she can't get from your siblings, vice versa? Or do you go to your mom or your dad for certain things that you know you can't get from the other? Or do you,
I'll let you answer, or, because you're the middle child.
Or can you ask one sibling or get something from one sibling that you know that you can't get from the other, vice versa?
I can see where some things are probably asked of my older brother, and maybe asked of my younger brother. But I think that me being the only girl, I think,
and not being married.
Yeah, and I'm not in a committed relationship with anybody or married.
They assume that you have more time.
I feel like it's majority
of
it.
Oh, let's get Sue. Let me ask Sue.
And okay. Then I also recognize things. We just had this conversation about a week and a half ago. And so I have now started recognizing things to where I feel like maybe I do need to have a conversation with my brothers and say, let's talk about some things, because it's inevitable. Our parents aren't getting older, even though they're spunky and full of life.
Right.
They're getting older. But I feel. Another one of good friends of mine feel, because she's like the only girl in the sibling group, and it seems like a lot of stuff is on us.
Okay.
And I'm the oldest and I'm the only girl. And so I've always been like the assistant mommy,
the go-to.
Yeah.
So now my brothers can travel the world. My brothers can have their families, live their lives in other places, but I'm here. I'm responsible for my mother. And it's expected of me almost, because they don't say, oh, well, we didn't realize that you wanted to move somewhere or be in another area or do whatever. No, it's, well, you're there with mom, and then my mom has expectations of me. Because I'm the one who's here, then I'm the one with the money who can help other people. Whereas when they get money, they fuck it up, do what they want to do, but they don't offer anybody anything. It's like they totally forget. You got siblings and a mama. Like, the irresponsibility, and I learned about this in psychology, the mindset of the older child or the more responsible child is much different than the child who has never had the responsibility of taking care of anyone or considering anyone other than themselves. And to be adults, I think that's very selfish. Mm-hmm. I look at, Sue has a friend who takes care of his father. When are the siblings going over there saying, hey,
let me give
take
you
a break. I'm going to stay here the weekend. I want you. Why aren't the siblings 4 weekends out of the month? My mama got 5 kids. Why aren't the siblings saying, hey, we're going to take this weekend off your hands and we're going to take care of mommy, and then you don't have to worry about anything?
I know too many situations like that. I know too many situations like that where it's always the responsible child, and is usually either
the oldest or the one that's close.
Yeah, the closest one, or the most responsible child that end up holding the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else just get to do what they want to do.
Right.
But then if the parent passes away, or my cousin right now is going through that with her mom, it's just her and her brother, you would think that as tight as this family is, and this is on my granddaddy's side of the family, my mom's dad's side of the family, you would have thought they were like thick as thieves over there. Now that she's really into her dementia stage, I don't want to like put it all the way out there, because I know that some of them do listen, but it's really,
somebody gonna feel like they entitled to more than the other.
Oh, it's really bad. Or, and I feel bad. I don't feel bad anymore, because she's at peace at some things that she's doing, and because she's at peace with it, I'm good with it, because I support her, and no one else, because she's taking care of her parent.
Right.
It's not about the mother siblings or the rest of the family, because of what she was left holding the bag with. And because of the support outside of the family that she's been getting, I support her in any decision she makes.
Well, that's why also I say and let's go back to the show topic before we close out. Men taking care of themselves and not taking care of themselves. Because I think a lot of men don't put financial and situations like these into consideration. So that when this day occurs, who is my financial power of attorney? Who is my health care power of attorney? If I have two different ones, how are they going to conflict? Like, people need to be put in place.
Especially if you have children, how close are you with your children? Understand your body, understand your health, understand you're getting older. Build those relationships, get your finances in order, get your health in order. Health is wealth. I would say don't put all the responsibility on one person. Children, stick together. Don't put all the responsibility on one sibling. And I would just say work together, because it takes everybody. The thing about it is that one parent took care of all of you.
Exactly.
So why is it fair? Why is it so unfair for that one sibling to take care of that one parent?
Yeah.
It's not fair. So, and then you look at them like,
just like it's not fair for one sibling to take everything and leave the other siblings with absolutely nothing.
Right.
That's not right either. And I see that going on a lot.
It's too much. And it's like every time you turn around, oh, well, mommy and daddy showed this person more attention throughout the years.
But those are your personal feelings. Like, those are your personal feelings that have nothing to do with the fact at hand.
That's just an opinion.
Yeah. See, that's when that childhood stuff comes up, and ain't nobody got time for that. Get over it.
And it's just wild, because it's happening too much. Where's the village? Where is the family unit?
Where's the mediators in the family?
And then when someone does make a decision, now you want to pop back into the equation. And it gets nasty.
Sound like a whole nother show.
And it always end up being a money issue.
Always. Or some type of estate. Because money is the root of all evil.
Estate issue. Or it has something to do with claiming something. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, that is another show.
It is.
Take us out, y'all.
Take me through that.
Not that little dry one y'all did the last time.
What? Oh.
Where they find us at?
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can always catch us on the Very Necessary Podcast on all platforms at the VARY Necessary Podcast. Never miss an episode on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com. And Susie, take us out.
Have the conversations, everybody, the hard conversations. I promise you, you'll learn more and you'll benefit from it. We out.